I think there's a lot of guys that you could talk about, but I think, you know, Sean Dolak's a guy that personifies really, hey, you know, we're going to evaluate, you know, who we think is the best players, and doesn't matter whether you were drafted, what your salary is, we're going to try to do it. And it doesn't mean that we make all the right decisions, but we do try to be able to have honest evaluations and do what's best for the collective. And I think he's a great example. I don't know that I'd say I was shocked, because there was a lot of appreciation for him coming in as an undrafted free agent, but I think it's a good representation of everything is going to be earned, and he was a guy that earned a spot.
Rams head coach Sean McVay.
I'm sorry, I just hijacked the show before it even started.
Sean Dolak. Yeah, he just gave a little bit of information there that you can go for it. What is it?
Draft Diamonds, which is a Twitter account that often will report like the lower level, you know, free agent visits and guys coming in for whatever. They tweeted 3 minutes ago, I hear the Bills are sniffing around for wide receivers. Interesting. It can't be right, though. They have six guys.
They right? do.
And they had Gabe Davis visit last week. So what are they looking? Practice squad guy, maybe? Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I mean, I had a guy swear at me today on Twitter about wide receivers.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's
Wednesday.
I mean.
Wednesday.
Your guy made the team, so.
My guy.
Your guy.
Listen.
Your guy.
Tyrell Shavers was my camp guy in 2023.
When he catches the game-winning touchdown in a Super Bowl, everyone's going to flock to Jeremy for the applause. He was on.
There's probably some sort of meme along the lines of, like, you know, being mad at me about receivers and then saying, but it's Shavers that's going to make it. Like, oh, in that case, you know, I've liked Shavers for a couple of years. And
it's that NBA player meme on the bench where he's like mad and then he's
Alonzo,
like.
It's Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, actually.
Yeah, I'm mad about the receivers, but not right. You know?
Yeah, it's that one.
Six receivers, three new ones. I mean, if you count Shavers as a new one, which, you know, he was not on the roster to start the season last year, he's in the practice squad. But Moore, Palmer, Shavers.
Yeah, Shavers only played in three games last year.
What's next year's room look like? Just real quickly. It's going to have Coleman, Shakir, Palmer.
Shavers the next most likely?
Maybe. I mean, Moore's on a one-year deal. And
Samuel
is, I think, likely to be a goodbye.
Yeah, he's under contract, but it's not like they can get out of it, I think, off the top of my head. Next year, if they are to release Curtis Samuel, it's not loading, but it's SpotTrack's probably got a lot of visitors in the last 12 hours, I'm sure. But I think they can get out most of it. So, yeah, like he would have to, I said earlier, like what's a win for him? What's earning his contract? If he caught 50 passes this year, we'd feel great about that. And then we'd maybe think he's coming back for a third year if he caught 50 passes.
They save about 6.3 by letting him go.
All right, well, maybe 50 passes wouldn't even be enough. If he caught 50 catches, are they bringing him back?
You know what you could get for 6.3? An entire 5-year contract for a drafted receiver, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not 5-year, depending on the escalators in year 5. A second-round receiver, like a Coleman. Anyway, we're not talking about receivers. This is what happens. You bring up a tweet from Draft Diamonds.
Somebody
all of a sudden, somebody listening right now is like, these guys are talking receivers again. Meanwhile, we've talked a lot about safeties and defensive line and, you know, some other stuff as well. Talked about the Chiefs a little bit there. And Tyquan Thornton.
You want some trivia instead that's not wide receiver base? You want to save it?
I do. Let me get Louie in Springville, and then we'll get some trivia in.
All right.
Hey, what's up, Louie?
Yeah, I'm good. How about yourself?
Good.
And, I just wanted to talk about our current wide receivers.
All right, Lou. I'm just saying, you're bringing it up. No,
yeah,
it's fine. It's all good. It's all good.
My bad. So I kind of want to bring this up. The whole Elijah Moore and Curtis Samuel situation, I'm kind of intrigued about, and I kind of been intrigued about that, especially since we kept Tyrell Shavers, which obviously I think he overwhelmingly performed in the preseason and in camp, along with obviously like Keon Coleman and, you know, your guys you expect. But with Samuel being hurt and Elijah Moore not also being at practice a lot and then obviously not showing up in preseason games, are we planning on keeping them both, or do we eventually look at potentially trading at least one or maybe both of them? And then what are we going to get out of that if we, I guess, do trade it? And then the caveat off that is if we do get rid of those guys, then who's going to replace them? Are we going to re-sign a guy like KJ Hamler, are we going to get a guy like Gabe Davis, who has previously worked with Joe Brady and this offense in previous years, or how is that going to look?
If they're going to move one of these guys?
Yeah, I don't expect them to move one of these guys unless – I don't even know. Like, I think this is their receiver room. I think in the next
Is that real? Oh, my God.
Pay up.
We owed Joe $5.
Pay up, fellas.
No way. Jordan Poyer is coming back.
Let's see those Venmos.
Jordan Poyer is coming back.
Jordan Poyer, according to Jordan Schultz, is signing with the Bills. Does not say practice squad or regular season or anything of the sort, but Jordan Poyer. So pay up.
Time for another round of waivers, I guess.
Get those phones out.
We got to hit waivers again.
Or I don't take cash.
I'll give you $5.
I don't take cash.
I'll give you the $5. Quarters tomorrow.
No, unacceptable.
Hold on.
I'm going to put a sign on my shirt here that
says
cash not accepted.
I'm going to give you the $5 that I won when James Cook practiced after Sean McDermott said, James Cook will practice today. Remember you bet me he wouldn't?
I think the coach knows. I paid that, though.
I'm going to send you back the $5 I won when you bet me he wasn't going to practice. That's when McDermott says, yes, he'll practice today.
Yeah, this whole show is really just an exercise in me and Jeremy sending $5 back and forth to each other.
All right, well.
Jordan Poyer's back.
React. Hold on a second.
It's not really where you wanted to end up, I think.
No!
At safety.
Wait, hold on. Do we have to have the same panic we just had about Jordan Phillips? Jordan Phillips was maybe active roster. If Jordan Poyer is active roster, come on!
He was so cooked last year in Miami.
He can't be active roster.
He could be. Whose spot does he take? Damar Hamlin's?
Okay.
Does he take... He doesn't take Jordan Hancock's spot, right? That's a fifth-round pick. You're not doing that. I bet this is practice squad. It would be weird if maybe Schultz didn't include that.
Is Jordan Poyer accepting a practice? I mean, Micah Hyde just did.
They also signed a safety overnight. So they're adding two safeties in the last 12 hours. What are the odds both of them are practice squad? One of them has got to be active roster, right? Neither of which, by the way, it's been mentioned, either active roster, practice squad, whatever. If it's active roster, I don't want to throw panic in that like he's gonna start, because if they're planning on playing him, then I would panic. Like there is no way that I would be putting him out there on the field. But if he's gonna be the fourth or fifth string safety, I don't know how much I want to freak out, right? Or do I? Maybe I do.
I'm gonna give you a big picture again. How can anybody freak out because they're gonna win 14 games, 13 games, 12 games like they always do? However, family meeting here, in the last 24 hours, it's Jordan Phillips, Jordan Poyer, Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You have had a lot of picks. Nobody can make this. Nobody can just be a young player that makes the team.
Where are the seventh-round picks? Where are the sixth-round picks?
Where's anybody to make the roster?
And some of those guys are. Like Dorian Strong made the roster.
I guess it's a hard roster to make. They've extended a bunch of guys. Jordan Poyer?
Yeah,
I thought that was a bad pick by you, because we thought he was done.
He said a month ago he wanted to retire a Bill. That it was more for me on the Poyer end of it, than the Bills end of it. But hey, their safety room kind of stinks, doesn't it? Like,
I mean, listen,
it kind of stinks.
I have thought this is the conversation I had with you yesterday, and I also brought this up on the Bills squad with Joe Marino and Jerry Ostrowski, which was, could they start Hamlin because they're so worried about Bishop still? You know, we just talked to Joe Marino about Bishop, and they gave him some easy key, hit the guy, blah, blah, blah. You know, I guess it's practice squad. Is it Micah Hyde last year? Is he a glorified coach?
Right. Remember, Hyde never put a uniform on.
And was never likely to.
No.
But does Jordan Poyer sign to a practice squad now?
That's the thing. Hyde signed in November, right? Like, end of the year. This is before the season begins. So, I don't know.
So it's the same as the Jordan Phillips freak out, which is it can't be active roster. And it wasn't. It wasn't with Phillips. It was intended to be
correct
to the roster, but then cut so he can go to the practice squad. But now,
yeah,
he's just going to
Here's the thing, though. Like, if he took DeMar Hamlin's spot, is it worth a freakout? Is he?
Yes.
He's worse on the field than DeMar Hamlin.
Yes. If it's to replace Hamlin, it is kind of maybe worth a freakout because they signed Derek Forrest and he never got in.
Right.
Can you? They drafted Bishop for the second round pick. I don't know. Again, you're not allowed to freak out for anything because they're going to win 13 games and Josh Allen and blah, blah, blah. But,
yeah,
man, I'm on how many years of let's bring back a very old player to fill a job that we trust them in.
Yeah.
Beasley and John Brown. I mean, Tre'Davious White is this, and we'll see how that goes this year. He had a good camp. Like, okay. Poyer. Man.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm going to send you this $5.
He played a lot last year for Miami. I didn't think it looked good at all. His Pro Football Focus grades are actually better than I thought, but whenever I watched him, he looked slow. Remember, the last year with the Bills, even. Go back to 2 years ago, where he played 1,100 snaps on defense with the Bills, and what was the story of that year? It was, you know, he's kind of past his prime, and we're starting to move him into linebacker. Remember?
Yeah.
Rapp was playing in the back. Like, passing situations, where was Jordan Poyer? He was standing next to Terrell Bernard, playing in the box. So, and maybe you could do that with him. I don't know. Like, it's not... I don't think it's the end of the world.
No.
I don't really think he's going to play. That's part of it for me. If he has a pathway to be out there on the field, then I'm thinking, man, this is just a sign that you think your safety room's in bad shape. And that's my bigger concern,
right,
is they felt they needed this person in their room. DeMar Hamlin might have the leadership stuff down. DeMar Hamlin's been here for 5 years now. And I watch him out there at practice at St. John Fisher. He's out there coaching up the young guys, and he's in constant communication with the defensive backs coach. And he looks like a leader out there. So, you know, did you need that part of it? Because I feel like you already had that in Hamlin. And even Cam Lewis, if you want it. He's been here for 5 years, too. So maybe that was part of the equation. My biggest concern would be they felt they needed Jordan Poyer, and that's a bad sign for what they think of their safeties.
They need,
which Sean McDermott spoke to a week ago. He said we're looking for that guy to play next to Taylor Rapp. So yeah, he kind of put voice to, like, we're not really satisfied right now with that position.
803-0550. We'll get some reaction on this.
And they're signing two safeties.
We only know half the story here. We don't
know
if it's active.
No, we don't know if it's active, but...
Mike in Rochester. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I called in. You said the same thing. I think this is just like Micah Hyde. He's going to be on the practice squad. He's going to be Cole Bishop's mentor out on the field to help him catch up. He's hopefully going to get a ring and, you know, get rewarded for all the time he's given to Buffalo, but I don't think it's a freak out. I think it's just the way he used the practice squad nowadays for guys like this. So no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, could they just hire a coach? You want him to be a coach, be a coach.
Yeah.
Hire him as a coach. Save the practice squad spot for somebody that... I mean,
I wonder if it is practice squad. I mean, Jordan Schultz just followed up. Jordan Poyer wanted to return to Buffalo with the opportunity to finish his career in the place he loves. Like, doesn't that kind of sound like Poyer called the Bills and said, like, you got a spot on the practice squad for me? Like, I want to do it. I want to just do one more year wherever, just be around, and, like, I want to do it here.
Maybe. That might be right.
Because that sounds a little different than the Bills sought him out and, like, hey, if Schultz had followed up and said Bills felt they needed another veteran presence and leader in the room, like, this sounds more like Poyer was the one maybe pushing for it.
But isn't he going to be...
Which is what he sounded like a month ago.
But he's going to be elevated and he's going to play. Micah Hyde was never going to play.
I don't know that he...
You think
he's
going to... He's going to spend a full year back where it began.
Yeah, is he Kareem Jackson? Kareem Jackson was a 36-year-old safety the Bills had on the practice squad all last year, and he played like five snaps. Maybe that's what Poyer is. He's not, you know, your emergency play in case of emergency safety. He's just the guy's going to hang out.
See what Sal can find out for us. We're going to call Sal. You kind of instant reaction kind of situation. All right, Joe won $5 from all of us.
That's the real win here.
It's huge. Since we started this game, Rasul Douglas and Jordan Poyer both signed. Not with
in different places.
Yeah, right. Douglas went to Miami.
Is 21 available, by the way? I mean, I don't even know if he'll put on a jersey this year. You would bet he plays this year? Would you bet he starts one game this year?
I just want to say some version of who wants to poke holes in the idea like Jordan Poyer's leadership would be important.
21 is available, by the way.
But like you said, Hamlin's been here forever.
That's my thing. Yeah.
The system has been here forever. Cam Lewis has been here forever.
Right.
Everybody's been here forever.
This is Rapp's third season. It's not like he's new.
You're telling me you need another voice in the room to get through to Cole Bishop? How many roster spots and practice squad spots do you need to bring in the room for that? Let's get Jaquan Johnson because he was in the Dean Marlowe. Should he be there to help Cole? Again, I'm like overstating this. I don't think this is, or maybe it is. People are going to already try to sell me on the idea that all of this is to try to get Cole Bishop ready. Another voice? Not a player, but just a guy in the room who's never going to play on your practice squad. If we even know that he's on the practice squad.
No, we don't know that yet.
Right. That's what I mean.
We don't know that yet.
I'm not convinced it's just practice squad.
I would think right now, I would total guess.
He played in the league last year and was healthy.
That's right. Yeah, he started like the whole year.
He started the whole year. So like this is not...
He was still available on August 27th and hadn't signed with anybody.
So was Rasul Douglas. So was Gabe Davis.
True, and they're going to play.
They're gonna ball. Yes.
Like, I would tell you right now, my total guess would be Sam Franklin, who they signed overnight, reportedly, is more likely to be active roster than Poyer. Because that guy's going to play special teams.
Right.
Like that to me is more likely to be a guy that's getting a jersey.
So I've already got a guy that's on special teams, but also a safety, potentially.
Yep.
In the practice squad. I'm going to add another one to the practice squad for leadership.
It's a lot of safeties, right?
I know. I
wonder if someone is going. Because that is, what is that? That's five safeties. If you were, let's include Cam Lewis just for part of this, because he can play safety. He has done it. That's Cole Bishop, Taylor Rapp, Damar Hamlin, Jordan Hancock, and Cam Lewis. I'm signing, I keep wanting to say Sam Phillips, Sam Franklin. And then Jordan Poyer. Seven safeties between the active roster and the practice squad. Maybe that's... I don't know if that's normal. That feels like a lot of guys.
I don't know.
I wonder what the odds are that someone's going.
I like to think I don't overreact to a lot of things. Sometimes they just catch me by surprise. It's just Jordan Phillips. It's context. It's Jordan Phillips, Gabe Davis for a visit, Jordan Poyer coming back. Like... how many times you want to put the band back together? You're waiting for the transition. You're waiting for the new guys to come through. You're waiting for this. And like the Ogunjobi signing has not gone well because of the suspension, and people thought he might get cut anyway, but if he does, that's a big cap hit. Elijah Moore, I don't know if he's last man on the roster. I don't know. I think, like, are you seeing a couple years of missing on picks come home to roost? Like, what is it that could... I guess it could also be normal. I'm still processing it, I guess. You tell me practice squad and I'll say okay, I guess.
But if he starts at some point.
If he starts, then.
That's tough.
If he starts,
I think that's a bad, they're in bad shape. If he has to play at all this year in anything meaningful, I think that's bad.
Mike in Tonawanda. Hey, Mike.
Guys, what are we doing here? Is this the charity or the NFL? I mean, Jordan Poirier asked to come back, so we just fill up a practice squad. He asked to come back. This is a business. Like, we were filling the practice squad or right at the roster with guys who are washed up, we didn't win squat with when they were here. Like, what are we doing? If your system is so complicated, why not dumb it down a bit so any other player can play? No other defensive coordinator league has this problem with, well, we got to have our guys who've been here for years to play in our system. Maybe your system is the issue. Maybe tone it down a little bit. Like, this says a little bit more, but like you just said, Jeremy, or I don't know who said Joe or Jeremy, but like, does this say that Bean has been missing on these draft picks? Like, why are we, you know, Jordan Poyer, Phillips, Dane Jackson? I mean, hell, Shaq Lawson might be here soon enough, you know? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah, like the whole idea of the little league we put together of former Bills coming back is because it seems to happen a lot, and now we got another one, I guess we shouldn't be that surprised. You drafted him second overall.
I picked him second overall. Behind Rasul Douglas.
And I've got Gabe. Is Gabe signed in the practice squad today?
Levi Wallace is in
Would
town.
Gabe be on the, Gabe and Levi Wallace. Like it, right?
Yeah. Have both been in Buffalo in the last 7 days, reportedly.
All right. Fast forward to 3 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now. They're 6-0. Remember when you were freaking out about Jordan Poyer? Yeah. Like, I know. It just seems weird.
I got to believe that this does happen around the league where players go back a lot. I also feel like I cannot believe that the Bills don't do it the most. It's just so many guys. Like, I did point out yesterday, like, to a caller, Kansas City does this. Like, they brought Kareem Hunt back, and they brought Mike Edwards back, and they brought Juju Smith-Schuster back. But, man, I would, without having a list in front of me, I would definitely bet the Bills do this more than anybody. Just a hunch. It's a lot of guys.
803-0550. We'll get a break in. We'll see what happens. Hey, if you got a Poyer jersey, great news.
Yeah, and with the number available still, so. Yeah, although that was going to be a long-standing jersey anyway. You could have worn that forever.
Hey, it's contest time. Be caller 5 to 2214WGR. Caller 5 wins a pair of tickets to see the Deftones with special guests Fantagram and the Barbarians of California at KeyBank Center September 1st, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. That's caller 5 to 2214WGR.